everybody. My name's Oliver, and I'm going to be talking to you this morning. It's a real pleasure to be here. So before I talk about before and after, let's say a prayer together. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of this Good Friday. We thank you that you have opened the door for us to be close to you. And we ask that we are able to understand what you have to say to us through your word and through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, so if I could just have my volunteers up. So that's Andy and Amy. If you could come up here to help. And I've got another volunteer waiting in the wings to come on in a minute. So as I said, this talk is about before and after. And the question I've got is, how do you get close to God before Jesus died? And how can you get close to God after Jesus died? Now, let's think about, first of all, the before bit. So before Jesus died, how did you get close to God? Well, in the time of Jesus, sorry, that's a rhetorical question we call it, which means you're going to have to wait to see what the answer is, but thank you for putting your hands up. So, in the time of Jesus, if you wanted to worship God, you'd have to go to the temple. Now, that was like a big church, and in the temple was this. So, if you'd like to come up, you two. And this was the curtain. Now, we're going to be thinking about why, in our reading that was read to us so nicely by Matthew, why in the reading it said the curtain was torn from top to bottom. So here's the curtain in the temple. Now, this is just a model of the curtain. Really, in the real temple, the curtain would go all the way up to the ceiling and it would be about that thick. Now, we know that God is everywhere. But in those days, God was specially there behind this curtain. Now, just like light is everywhere, but if you get a magnifying glass, if you ever got a magnifying glass in the sunshine, you see that it magnifies the light into a beam. That's a bit of what it was like here. God was especially focused behind the curtain here. Now, the curtain separated all the people from the holy God behind the curtain. Now, the people were all dirty on the inside because of the sin, the problem that we've just been singing about there. All the bad things that we've done made the people dirty on the inside. So they couldn't go behind the curtain because they were full of sin and God wasn't. He's the holy God behind the curtain there. Now, God is perfect and holy. So this curtain was like a big stop sign saying nobody can come behind the curtain. You can't get close to God. Now, there was one person. Did you know this? There was one person who was allowed behind the curtain. And that was the high priest. So come out, high priest. Here he is. Now, the high priest here, he couldn't just stroll in behind the curtain whenever he wanted. No, he was only allowed behind that curtain to get close to God once every year. Once a year only. And before he could do that, he had to go through lots and lots of preparation. He had to have an amazing bath where he washed every single bit of dirt off himself. I'm sure you've done that this morning, Will, but I won't ask. So he had to wash himself. He had to wear special clothes. Look, can you see the special clothes he was wearing? And he also had to have this. Now, inside this, there's not actually anything in there, but inside that, there used to be something called incense. And that would give off a nice smell and also lots of smoke. So that when the high priest went behind the curtain, he couldn't even see what was going on because the smoke would go in his eyes. So he wasn't even able to look at what he was doing. Now, going back to our question, how could you get close to God before Jesus died? Well, the answer is, you couldn't. There's only one person that could, and that's the high priest here. And that was only after lots and lots of preparation. But I want you to imagine that we're all there in the temple the day that Jesus died, because something absolutely amazing happened. Now, Mark says very, very, very clearly that what happened immediately, straight after Jesus died, the temple curtain was torn from top to bottom. So here we go. Now, what I'd like you to do when the curtain starts tearing, I'd like everybody to give a big. Okay, you ready? So go, Andy and Amy. Brilliant. Very good. Wow, the temple curtain was torn. Wow. One thing we can say about that was like Jesus. When he died on the cross, his body was broken for us. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, he loved us so much. All those bad things that people had done, he took them upon himself. He took all those sins away so that now, look, ta-da, we can get close to God. So now we're in the after bit. Before, only one person get close to God, and that's after all the washing, clothes, swinging the incense around, smoke, once a year. But now, after Jesus has died, anyone who wants can get close to God. Because the curtain's gone. All we have to do is believe in Jesus. Do you have to be a special person? No. Are you allowed to go into God's presence and be close to him only once a year? No. Do you have to wear special clothes? No. Does it have to be at a special time? No. Any time you want, anywhere you want. Because of Jesus' death, because of the love he has for us, we can get close to God. Now, in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, it tells us a little bit more about how we get close to God after Jesus' death. It says this: let us get close to God with a sincere heart. That means with a truthful, honest heart. Confident in faith, because our hearts have already been washed by Jesus on the cross. They've already been washed by him. Remember, the curtain was torn from top to bottom. It's God that's done this, not us. So, we have done lots of bad things. We've got lots of sin on the inside. But Hebrews tells us that thanks to Jesus' death on the cross, we can get close to him if we trust in him. Because if we believe in Jesus, we've had all those bad things washed away, so we can get close to our amazing, loving Heavenly Father. And we know that's true, because 3 days after Jesus died, what happened? Anybody tell me, what happened 3 days after he died? Yes. What are we going to be celebrating in 3 days' time on Easter morning? Yes. Exactly, he rose again from the dead. That shows us that this is all true. So, at this Good Friday, let's be full of joy and wonder. The amazing things that Jesus did for us, that unlike before, when only one person could go into God's presence and be close to him, and that was only at a special time of the year, wearing special clothes, after he's had a really, really good bath, now we can all come before God. We can be close to him whenever we want, because of Jesus, because he died on the cross on that first Good Friday. That's why it's such a good day. That's why we're all so joyful this day, because of what Jesus has done for us. And that's why the words of the song we just sung were so amazing, that we had a problem called sin, because God's holy and we're not. But God's got it covered. He came from heaven, he died for me, and he opened the door so that we could be close to him. So, thank you all for listening so nicely down here. Thank you all for listening so nicely as well. And we're just going to say a prayer before we sing our next song. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the death of the Lord Jesus, which we remember today. We thank you that when Jesus died, the curtain was torn from top to bottom so that we can be close to you. May we be confident in faith that our hearts have been washed by Jesus. And if we haven't done that yet, if we haven't trusted in you yet, Lord, help us to put our trust in Jesus now so that we can be washed on the inside and come close to you, loving Father. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. If you'd like to put your stuff down.